New analysis shows that an extreme right-wing ideology, it may have been involved in the motivation of the Christchurch shooter. It's gradually become more and more mainstream in recent years. In fact, online references to these particular ideas have doubled over the past 4 years. The Institute for Strategic Dialogue in the UK, it's found that extremist narratives been spread by politicians and political commentators through a range of ways. Julia Ebner is co-author of the report in question and joins us now. Julia, welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Tell us about this idea of the Great Replacement.
Yeah, so it's the Great Replacement conspiracy theory is a theory that kind of conveys the idea that the white European race is wiped out by pro-immigration policies, but it's been kind of spread through very concerted, sometimes very slick social media campaigns over the last few years, especially by the European New Right, but has really internationalized and gained traction across media, across social media, across the world in recent years.
And this is of a part with a whole lot of ideas that turn privilege on its head fundamentally, that paint privileged white Europeans and white Americans and Australians as being the victims in various social movements.
Yeah, exactly. It often uses distorted and exaggerated statistics or takes studies out of context. But we've also found that the majority of campaigns is actually not building on real facts or projected statistics, but rather really uses racist and dehumanizing memes. And so the messaging is quite interesting because it's really tailored also to different audiences across the social media medium spectrum.
How mainstream are these ideas becoming?
This is one of the most alarming parts of what we found in the study. It's that really some of the words and some of the vocabulary attached to these theories have entered political mainstream political discourse with politicians, leading politicians across Europe and also in other countries, making references implicitly or even explicitly mentioning the Great Replacement. And this has led to a much wider dissemination of these ideas.
And they appear, I mean, from the most unlikely of mouths. I mean, mainstream politicians adopt this sort of thinking, this sort of language.
Yeah, it's we've really seen that, especially in the run-up to the European Parliament elections, for example, in 2019, we've seen quite a few references made by far-right populist politicians in Europe. And it's often done to pander to these audiences and to cater to these far-right audiences, who then immediately pick up on the kind of the hint and on these terms that are specifically used in some of their extremist echo chambers.
I mean, is it possible to track the progression of an idea through, you know, from that beginning in little chat groups in the corner of the far right web into a big mainstream conversation around something like Brexit, for example?
That's exactly what we try to do. So we try to really capture the trajectory and the journey, if you want, so of these words, from being very fringe ideas in 2014, for example, where they originated in France with the new right, the very extreme kind of identitarian circles using them, to over the past 4 years and especially over the past couple of years, really going on normal social media platforms, you might come across some of the conspiracy theory content. And that's also really leading me to some of our calls of what needs to happen, because unfortunately partly that's because of the infrastructure and of the algorithms of social media platforms and the way that they push such extreme messages to bigger audiences, because they're tailored to, of course, maximize the time that users spend there. So such sensationalist and conspiratorial content is often given priority by the sheer way that platforms are designed.
And I wonder, is there a chicken and egg relationship between these ideas and mainstream politics? Does mainstream politics actually quietly adhere to some of these notions, or are they simply attracted by the popular presence of these ideas?
The problem is that a lot of centrist politicians have kind of refrained from talking about such difficult and sensitive topics in general. Mm. So especially around the topic of migration, there's a lot of disinformation out there. there's a bit of a vacuum that has been filled, that extreme right activists and far right populist politicians have been able to fill, partly with inaccurate information, partly with their slick campaigns, because people did want to know more about the topic and were concerned about such issues. And I think there needs to be found a way to talk about such contentious issues in a more, on a more fact-based level, but also really have an open public debate about it.
An open public debate founded in fact would be a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
In the modern world. To take that specific example, Julie, that I mentioned at the beginning of the Christchurch shooting. Now, in your research, what sort of an increase in references to this great replacement idea did you see on social media leading up to that attack, and what happened after?
In the 4 years preceding Christchurch, we really saw that the references to the Great Replacement doubled, if not tripled, on some platforms. And afterwards, we saw an even larger spike. So, of course, the Christchurch attack also gave more air to these ideas. But the problem is also that we've seen sustained levels since Christchurch. And that was really also the goal, of course, of the shooter, was to spread his ideas. And the problem is that if, for example, even media outlets report on it in a non-critical way, or do not take apart some of the misconceptions and some of the wrong assumptions underlying these theories, there is a danger that they might enter also through mainstream media, or also alternative blogs might enter the public discourse.
I mean, there's a problem here, is there not, for centrist and for more liberal politics of trying to counter this sort of argument with fact-based argument is not necessarily effective. I mean, you have people here with a very firm belief in things which have very loose grounding in reality. Are they amenable? Are they susceptible to counter-argument based in reality, in fact?
We've definitely found, we've pioneered it also at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, where I work. We've pioneered a few outreach and intervention programs precisely to get people away from such extreme ideologies. And for example, with that ideology, it's quite it was quite interesting, because even after the Christchurch shooting happened, some people from such echo chambers that we were observing, especially in some of the closed chat rooms, actually said that they were leaving the group because they saw what kind of violence that this could inspire, and especially the elements to the theory that do convey crisis narratives and that are almost calls for immediate violent action in order to, as part of this hysteria.
Julia, it's significant and intriguing work. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Julia Ebner, a Senior Research Fellow at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue in the UK. Drive, you're an RN.